The next unique problem you encounter may feel like an inconvenience, an obstacle, or even a crisis. But it might also be the doorway to your next big opportunity. Many of the most influential ideas, businesses, and personal breakthroughs begin not with inspiration, but with frustration. A problem is simply a signal. Something isn't working. And when something isn't working, there is room for improvement, innovation, and value creation. The people who succeed are often the ones who learn to treat problems not as dead ends, but as clues pointing toward what the world needs next. Unique problems are especially powerful because they usually reveal hidden gaps. Common problems may already have obvious solutions or crowded competition. But a problem that feels oddly specific, something you can't stop thinking about, something that seems unnecessarily difficult, may be pointing to a market blind spot. If you experience it, chances are others do too. Sometimes the difference between an average life and an extraordinary one is simply noticing a pain point and having the courage to pursue it. Consider Netflix. At its core, Netflix was born out of a problem. Traditional video rental stores were inconvenient. Late fees were frustrating, inventory was limited, and the experience was designed more around controlling customers than serving them. Netflix began by offering DVDs by mail, eliminating late fees and reducing friction. It didn't initially look like a revolutionary tech company. It looked like a practical fix to an annoying system. But by solving that single problem better than anyone else, Netflix positioned itself to grow, evolve, and eventually reshape entertainment worldwide. What started as a consumer headache became a global platform. Uber followed a similar pattern. In many cities, getting a ride was unreliable, expensive, or uncomfortable. Taxis could be hard to find, difficult to pay for, or inconsistent in quality. Uber recognized that the problem wasn't only transportation, it was uncertainty and inefficiency. People wanted a simple, predictable way to request a ride, know when it would arrive, and pay without hassle. By focusing on the friction points of the experience, Uber didn't just create a taxi alternative, it created a new expectation for convenience. A frustrating moment on the street became a massive shift in how people move around the world. Coinstar is another example of opportunity hiding in plain sight. Loose coins are a minor problem, but a persistent one. People accumulate change in jars and drawers, but using it is inconvenient. Counting coins, rolling them, and bringing them to a bank takes effort. Coinstar found a way to turn that low-level annoyance into a service. By placing simple coin-counting kiosks in grocery stores, they transformed spare change clutter into instant usable value. It wasn't glamorous, but it solved a real problem efficiently and built a business by making life easier. The common thread in these examples is that each company took a problem seriously. They didn't dismiss it as just the way things are. They assumed the inconvenience was optional and that a better solution was possible. That mindset is rare and it is valuable. On a personal level, the same principle applies. The next problem you face, an unexpected failure, a frustrating bottleneck at work, a skill you lack, or a conflict you need to resolve, might be training you for a bigger role. Problems often expose what needs improvement, and improvement creates growth. If you can learn to ask, "What is this problem revealing?" you begin to turn hardship into leverage. In the end, opportunity rarely arrives wrapped in comfort. More often, it arrives disguised as a headache. The next unique problem you encounter might be the beginning of something important. Not because the problem is enjoyable, but because solving it could create value for you and for others.